Well, some news from Washington. Tonight at the White House, President Biden hosted a Cinco de Mayo celebration. Since it was Biden's Cinco de Mayo party, instead of salt on the margarita glass, they used Mrs. Dash. That was nice.
He is Mrs. Dash instead of salt, and people in the audience clapped. They're encouraging that kind of behavior. Late night TV, $10 million a year. That's what you... A staff of writers that would fill the short bus. Well, well, well. Well, happy Wednesday to you and welcome. Wednesday is, of course, hump day. And you know what that means for Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton? It's a regular thing for them. That's right. We had a piece of artwork sent to us by a listener, Ted24. And the artwork shows Hillary Clinton face down in a pool of her own dried vomit with a 1 gallon cardboard box of cheap New Zealand Chardonnay next to her and a couple of Secret Service agents shaking their head while Bill Clinton, with lumps on his head and teeth missing, is back there laughing at Hillary face down because, you know, it's hump day in the Clinton household and you never know who's going to come over. They got to leave some space in the driveway because it's Wednesday and Hillary might have to leave after waking up face down in a pool of her own dried vomit, which is a sad ritual, but not as sad as Hillary's life in the macro, because in the macro, she was going to be president of the United States, and it was a shoo-in. New York Times said it's 99% probability that she was going to win, and then she lost, and that was hilarious. That was just a great moment. Boy, was that a good moment. So we've got 10. Also, because it's Wednesday, we have mailbag day. It's mailbag day. And I have my mailbag. I have my mailbag questions in front of me right here. And one of the questions is about my last name. My last name. Not my plant last name, which is my step last name, but my birth last name, which is Orteg, which is like Ortega, but no extra vowel on the end, no extra vowel. And one of the questions is about that. And I'm prepared with an answer. And other questions also from you, our beloved listeners, our wonderful, intelligent, well-informed, well-humored listeners, because our listeners, I'd like to think, are the best listeners that we have going. It is another crazy day in America. And here in Washington, D.C., at the George Washington University, where the leftist zombie apocalypse is ongoing, the police... according to news reports, hundreds of police officers went in at about 3:30. I think they went in about 3 a.m. And at about 3:30 a.m., they started clearing out these "We love Hamas, from the river to the sea, death to America." You know, Democrats. The Democrats have raised a generation of death to America, self-immolating, suicide-attacking Democrats. They haven't even converted to Islam. And look at what they're doing. But they're wearing the headdress. They know how to wear the Palestinian hairdress. They got to go online to get that stuff, too. I don't think there are any stores, even in Washington, D.C., where you can go buy these things. Although now maybe there are, because capitalism being what it is, there might be some stores that went to Al Gore's amazing internet and bought 100 of them from, or 1,000 of them from Jeff Bezos, and then selling them now to the kids, I hope, at a marked up price, an extremely marked up price. I hope they're gouging. But the police went in there, and excellent use of bear spray canisters. Did you see the excellent use of bear? I want to get one of those, too. They have these, it's like pepper spray, but they've got these things that are the size of a small fire extinguisher. They're about 1 liter bottles of what I assume is bear spray, and they're like fire extinguishers. And you point them at the youth of America today, and you blast them, and the stuff was firing pretty far, 20 feet, I think, and hitting them in the eyes and the face and hitting their uvulas. Some of them were hit. Did you see that, Michael, in the video? Right in the uvula. Some of them with the bear spray from the canister. And whenever anything happens to a uvula, it's worth pointing out, because the word uvula is a lot of fun to say. And it sounds like something that it's not, really. So we've got... that going on, and Joe Biden is going on the campaign trail today, but only a little bit, and he's only going to talk a little bit. But he wants to raise a lot of money, because now they're selling America the idea that less is more with Joe Biden, which I guess might be a pretty good pitch because he's not capable of more. So they can't have more is more. They can only try less is more. And then the news media carries the water from that point on. Gang of lick spittles that they are. The cadre of boot licks that they are. But we've got a lot to get today because of the mayhem. Also, it's kind of interesting that the George Washington University, the D.C. police went in there. Looked like they were happy to be in there getting the job done because they're the police and this gang of miscreants that we call Democrats in there cheering for radical Islamic jihad, for genocidal terrorists. While they claim they're opposing genocide, the ultimate in irony. They have no sense of irony, as you know. And they use the Soviet playbook, the Russian playbook. They accuse you of being guilty of what they're guilty of, and they say that Israel is perpetrating a genocide when, in fact, they are the ones who are advocating for a genocide. They are advocating for the genocide of the Jewish people, which is not an original thought, but far be it for them to be original in any way. So we've got that going on. And it was happening. The police went in there this morning, 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m., because the mayor, the crooked, useless, awful, corrupt, crime-ridden mayor, Muriel Bowser, mayor of our crime-ridden city, highest homicide rate in more than a quarter of a century last year. And they're fine with that because I think they invest in casket makers, the Democrats. That's the only way they could make out like bandits. And firearm sales, of course, because, you know, they excel in that. Barack Obama was, of course, the salesman of the year at every gun store in America for 8 years because Democrats, you know how they are. There's another moment where Barack Obama was mentioned. The New York Times, an editor at the New York Times, said these Obama administration officials, who are now former Obama administrators, but they're still hanging around Washington. They're all millionaires. It's a very corrupt system we have here. And they and the Biden people are pressuring the New York Times to just be a front group for the Biden White House and the Democrat Party. And I read that and I laughed and I was like, well, what exactly do you think you are at the New York Times? You don't have to change a thing. When the Obama people and the Biden people pressure you to just put out press releases for them and attack all Republicans with false accusations like Russian collusion and the laptop is fake. And that's Russia again. They're all sleeping with Russia, I've got to tell you. But amazing, the New York Times, wait till you hear what this editor at the New York Times said. Like, what, you guys expect us to just do positive stories about you and negative stories about Republicans? Well, yeah, that's what everybody expects from you. Republicans, Democrats, independents, people that don't know a word of English. It's what everybody expects from you. But it's a little bit of a funny story, and I've got that for you. In the meantime, just the news with the headline. Biden gives fewest interviews of any president in 40 years. Really, he's been wrong about everything for 40 years, too. Raising questions among friendly media. Well, that's raising questions with a lot of media. They're friendly media, except they don't raise the question because they, back to the uvula. I'm going to have to bring the uvula into it again. But here it is. And Jon Stewart, who used to read other people's jokes and he made tens of millions of dollars a year, I think, right? Jon Stewart, he's never really that funny. He's moderately amusing reading other people's jokes. But Jon Stewart, a hardcore Democrat lackey, with a quote here, quote from Jon Stewart, he just shouldn't be president. He just shouldn't be president. And I've heard other people, I heard two different media people yesterday say, you know, Joe Biden shouldn't be, they're going to have him step down. He can't be the president come election day. I'm like, well, you know, welcome to the party, pal. Because I've been saying that for over a year, and there are some people catching up. Joe Biden, again, goes off script and admits the real reason why he's allowing illegal aliens to invade the U.S. during interview with Spanish-language radio station. And I've got that for you. Remarkable things. New York Times editor says, it's not his paper's job to be Biden's campaign arm, amid White House tensions. They'll patch over the tensions. They'll be back in bed with each other in no time. Just send them a bucket of lube and everything will be fine. They'll climb into the sleeping bag and it'll be there. They got those Trojan sleeping bags, extra large. The pretty amazing things. And also, I didn't get to this a little earlier, but when the George Washington University campus was being cleared of the Hamas loving, and you see them all wearing their Palestinian headdresses, and honestly, you should be gassed. You should be gassed. And that'd be the ultimate in irony, wouldn't it? Since that's what they're calling for here. They're genocidal lunatics. But there's a funny thing. You know, what is that that old thing they used to do with, whose TV ad was it? Priceless, and it ends up priceless, right? But I shared with you yesterday the spray-painted graffiti at Columbia University on the steps to one of their big buildings with stone columns in front and a meander in the tile underneath. And they spray-painted Free Palestine, Free Palestine. And I pointed out yesterday that at this Ivy League institution, they misspelled the word Palestine. Now, it's only two words. The first one is free. You might put another four-letter word that begins with F and then Palestine. But they wrote Free Palestine, whoever the graffiti artist was. They like to say artist. Everybody's an artist these days. It's like Hunter Biden's an artist. Free Palestine, but they misspelled the word Palestine. They misspelled the word Palestine. And somebody tweeted that out, the same picture I was referencing to you on yesterday's radio broadcast. And they've got this four-point thing. One, gets accepted to Columbia University with a 3.9 GPA. Hey, that's pretty good. Number two, amasses $200,000 in student loan debt. The Democrats will buy your votes and pay you off like in the Philippines under Papa Marcos. Number three, participates in Free Palestine protests. And four, still can't spell Palestine. Priceless. That's the priceless part. Amazing, amazing stuff. But another part of this, this GW University where the jihadis were cleared out by the police. Thank you, police. Thank you very much, police. Thank you for being the police. Thank you. I wish you had been more brutal. Be brutal. GW president says school needs help from DC police as protesters call for beheadings, for decapitations. They want to chop, chop. They really are becoming Muslims, aren't they? Now they want to decapitate the leadership at GW University. And, you know, I really don't have an opinion on this one way or the other. I'm willing to listen to both sides. Beheadings or no beheadings, you know? Little off the top. That's that beheadings. Bring them to Chop Chop Square, as they call it in Saudi Arabia. I was in Saudi Arabia for several months in 1990, and every Friday we'd go down to Chop Chop Square in the judicial center of Dammam, and we'd go to the square where they chop the heads off, because they do it on Friday afternoon so the crowd can come down and get a shawarma and bring the whole family and enjoy the beheadings and stuff. But they when they saw there were a bunch of gringos outside, that no beheadings, so I went down there trying to catch a beheading. Every Friday, never happened. But GWU anarchists call for beheadings of school administrators amid anti-Israel encampment. And then hours later, the police showed up with those big canisters of bear spray that fired 20 feet. And it's a lot of fun. I don't know where you get those. I'm going to have to figure out where you get one of those, because should have one of those just walking around D.C. Pretty amazing stuff. And and of course, the Met Gala night before last, where the protesters showed up there in New York City, $75,000 a ticket to get into the Met Gala at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, an annual event. Also, a great post here by Trisha Posner on X. The definition of delusion is Trisha's post, and it's a photograph of a freak show of a young woman or a young man pretending to be a young woman with a sign dressed like a clown with a surgical mask on because they're all mentally disturbed. And the sign in multicolor magic marker, Trans People for Palestine. Trans People for Palestine. I will literally pay your way there. Whoever you are, I will pay your way to the Gaza if you promise to go there and live there. Amazing stuff. And Joe Biden and the Democrats undermining Israel and our allies because they're not on our side and secretly supporting Hamas, which is what they do. President Trump's trials. One trial postponed indefinitely. And the porn person. I'm not going to say star because you're not a star, you know, for being a beep bucket. But Stormy Daniels showed up in court yesterday. The news media loves it. It's on the front page of all the papers because our news medias are porn stars, too. Our newspaper editors and reporters, they're the real porn stars. And the Boy Scouts of America have now been wiped out by the Democrat Party because they've got a lot of sexual issues involving children. The Democrat Party does. We should say it out loud. High school students suspended from school for saying the words illegal alien because Democrats, NPR funding, and more. 888-630-9625.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Let's go to the telephones, Mr. Michael. Let's go to Jim, calling from Centerville, Virginia. Jim, you're on the Chris Plant Show. And Jim just dropped. Let's go to Daryl, calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Daryl, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how's it going this morning?
Just great, buddy. Thank you.
Good. Hey, man, yeah, you know, the way things are going, just the way things are coming together from what I've seen, they're throwing everything down the toilet, you know. It's like scorched earth policy with the Democrats. And my only thing that I can think of is come to why they would do this, they're evil, they're not stupid, is that perhaps there's not going to be an election in November. They're going to pull something and suspend the elections due to an emergency that they created themselves, like, say, on the southern border or just some other manufactured crisis that they themselves created, because nothing else really makes sense with the way they're running any of their elections.
Well, nothing makes sense everywhere you look, and you're not alone in believing that, Daryl, that's for sure. And the left is here, and there is no doubt that they have tricks up their sleeves because that's who they are. And, you know, they're the people of the bumper sticker, by any means necessary. And what we're seeing now is by any means necessary, animated, brought to life, right? And a lot more of that to come. Yet again, mailbag today. My friend Vance cornered me the other day, said, listen, when you're doing your mailbag on Wednesday, you should say what hour you're going to do it. And I said, okay, Vance. Going to do mailbag in hour number two. That's the next hour, not this hour, but the next hour. And I'll do it in the second half of the next hour. And I have this Ortega question, have that and other good questions as well. There's a Hazel mention, too. We got a Hazel mention in there. So we got all kinds of amazing stuff going on in the world today. I want to go to the George Washington University. After 3 a.m. today, this morning, and the police showed up because the Democrats were threatening decapitations because they're really getting into this whole Islamist thing. You know, they love to cut heads off and hold them up by the hair and they're beheaders from way back, you know. that guy Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Remember Tamerlan Tsarnaev and his brother Joker? They were the Boston Marathon bombers, and they're Muslims who came here from another beepole country, and we waved them in, and then they became radical Islamic jihadi Muslim terrorists, and the news media was really excited. They said it was Patriots Day, so it must be Patriots that bombed the Boston Marathon, right? But it was Muslims, and they were like, then the videos appeared, and they're like, oh, thank God, they're white guys. They're white, so they're patriot people, and they were Muslims. They were Muslims, and they were terrorists, and they're jihadis, and they murdered those people, right? Well, Tamerlan, he was named for the first name Tamerlan, was named after a Muslim crusader centuries ago who was famous for cutting so many heads off that they built pyramids out of the heads, out of the severed human heads. And now at the George Washington University, they were threatening to decapitate people. Also keep in mind that during the Trump years, Democrats showed up in Washington, D.C. I talked about it here on the radio with a guillotine, you know, like History of the World, part one, the guillotine. And they brought it to Jeff Bezos' mansion, which may be the largest, most spacious mansion in all of Washington, D.C. He, Jeff Bezos, the billionaire, bought this. He bought a museum is what he did. It had been a museum to mansion estates in Washington, D.C. had been bought and converted into the Textile Museum. And it was a museum, as you might imagine, of textiles. And nobody went there because, hey, we're going to the Textile Museum today. Have a good time. You know. So nobody went there, but Jeff Bezos bought it. It was probably a CIA front operation. But it was these two mansions with big sprawling backyards, and they turned into the Textile Museum. Then Jeff Bezos, because he's a centibillionaire, he bought it to make it his home in Washington, D.C., because Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidential election with the help of the newspaper he bought, the Washington Post, which is an extremely corrupt institution, and he's a corrupt man, you know, politically corrupt. He's a political activist and abuses his many powers and his billions to help the left, the worldwide left. And, you know, he would surely sell them the rope that they would use to hang him. But setting that aside, they brought the guillotine, and then, you know, Hillary didn't win. So it's like, womp, womp, womp. I just bought this textile museum and converted it and spruced it up with millions and millions of dollars. And now I don't spend any time in Washington because Hillary's not the president. Donald Trump is. And that was pretty funny. But the lefties, they brought a guillotine to his house, and they guillotined watermelons and things, which is racist, obviously. And then they brought the guillotine down to the White House, and they guillotined things in front of when President Trump was living there. And the news media thought it was funny. Now, you remember on January 6th, somebody brought a rope shaped like a noose and said, hang Mike Pence. And they still talk about that every day over breakfast because they're all mentally disturbed and they have gender issues too. But the this whole death to everybody, they're more into the French Revolution than to the American Revolution. They don't like America. But the French Revolution, they murdered a whole lot of people. It was a bloodbath, and they had the guillotines, and they chopped heads off to the cheering crowds and all that. So now the left is here, and they're doing their impersonation of Hamas and radical Islamists, and now they want to cut heads off because, you know, that's one of the things that the Islamists do, and they're trying to be more like Islamists, say? That's the thing. So the GWU anarchists call for beheadings of school administrators amid anti-Israel encampments. They're chanting guillotine, guillotine. Honestly, fire hoses, the canisters of pepper spray or bear spray or whatever is not nearly enough. You need fire hoses full of pepper spray, bear spray, I think. Bring in the fire trucks from the airport with the water cannons on the roof of the fire trucks and the chemical foam, so that 20 years from now we'll find out there's something terrible in the chemical foam. Just amazing. So they're chanting guillotine, guillotine, chanting again and again. Here's a news report says they reportedly chanted. And yeah, there they are. There's video of them doing it. Anarchists at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. have apparently called for the beheadings of school administrators amid their continued anti-Israel encampment. Pro-jihad, pro-genocide, kill the Jews, kill them all. And then guillotine for the George Washington University administrators, like the president there, Ellen Granberg, who's a leftist and a dimwit, and other school administrators. And it's great stuff. Guillotine, guillotine. A person is chanting repeatedly while others joined in. And some specifically targeted Christopher Allen Bracey, GW's African-American provost. See, he's African-American. You can't guillotine him, you people. Don't you know that makes you racist just because you're calling for genocide of the Jewish people? Now, the news media wants to focus on the fact that one of the people they want to guillotine is black. Therefore, it's racist. The genocide against the Jews, that's okay. That's the thing. Yes, indeed. Bracey, Bracey, we see you. You assault students, too. Now, Bracey, Bracey, see, we see you. We want to kill you and the Jews, too. That's the thing. At least 35 people were arrested at George Washington University. As of this morning, Wednesday morning, D.C. police told the Fox News channel. Several members of the encampment held a mock court hearing to decide the fate of the school administrators. And according to a report in TND, the incident was recorded from an Instagram live video, and they are chanting guillotine. Now, let's go to the 3:30 a.m. acoustics at the George Washington University, where there is a bronze, larger-than-life statue of George Washington himself, which they have defaced and vandalized because time to bring in the trucks from the airport, the fire trucks from the airport, hose them down with toxic chemicals. 3:30 a.m. Who says they can't get up early? This is one of the most expensive universities in the United States of America. Parents save up their whole lifetimes to send their kids to places like George Washington University. Then they become blood-gargling jihadis and anti-Semites, genocidal lunatics. A George Washington University protester named Mimi Zaid. Mimi Zaid. She says that the police are, they always say the police are the problem. They attack everybody. They assault the police. They want to guillotine black people. They want to exterminate the Jewish population. And then they say, oh, no, somebody was mean to me.
They came in full riot gear. Hundreds of cops, like on every single corner in camp. They gave their dispersal warnings.
In camp.
They moved in with every warning. Do you know what I mean?
They, like, they moved in with every warning.
Closer and closer.
And what were they saying?
If you do not leave, we will arrest you. This is your first warning. Second warning, if you do not leave, we will arrest you.
Well, cop a clue, dimwit.
The cops start shoving. It's on a live stream. The cops were shoving the students first, shoving them with their bikes, pushing them, putting their hands on them, physically assaulting them, pulled out their mace, sprayed students straight in the eye, straight in the face, kept it going.
Where else would you spray them? Would you spray their shoes? Of course you spray them. You want to hit the uvula. The whole point is to hit, to get that bear spray or the stream of toxic. It's a mild irritant. It's really, you know, you guys are much more irritating than pepper spray, which is just a mild irritant. You're a severe irritant. But there it is. And she's Mimi Zaid, Z-A-I-D. Might come from a long line of jihadis, hard to say. They came in full riot gear. Of course they did. I didn't see enough use of nightsticks, though. I miss the days of nightsticks. We need to bring some Chicago police in here, show them how it's done. Now, here is Fox 5, Fox Channel 5 in Washington, D.C., the local Fox channel in our nation's capital. And Morin Uma is the reporter for Fox Channel 5.
Look behind me. This is almost a triage area where some of the students who were pepper sprayed by almost. Police officers are being treated. You can see some behind a makeshift curtain being taken care of. Lots of water on site. They're telling the students how to get the pepper spray off of them when they get home, taking off their clothes, washing themselves off with water.
Because they're too dumb to know how to get pepper spray off of them when they get home, They just go to the George Washington University for $75,000 a year or whatever it is. I feel sorry for the parents. I definitely do. For parents out there, sending your kids to the most expensive, in many cases, Columbia University and so on, most elite schools in the United States of America, of all places. And this is what happens to them. They become transgender jihadis who don't know what sex they are, don't know what gender they are, which is the same damn thing, even though liberals will tell you that they're two different things. They're not. And they're transitioning from like Christian Westerner to Muslim Easterners, and they are calling for jihad and genocide while claiming that they're opposing genocide, a genocide that is not taking place. Fox Channel 5, Maureen Uma.
And so again, the students are here, and as you can see, they're asking us to back away, and that's fine. A lot of them injured.
Pepper spray them. The reporters and the camera crews should bring canisters of bear spray, too. And because this is happening all over the place with the little fascists, the little Nazis, they're telling the, and we played audio the other day of this, of the Fox News lady who was trying to interview people who are in the crowd, and they all have their faces covered like they're, you know, they're holding hostages somewhere, and no, we're not talking to the press. And then they think they have like press officers, and they're organized by communists, by literal communists. And I've told you about this, the Socialist Workers' Party is all over this thing, the Party for Socialism and Liberation all over this thing. Their names are on the signs. They mass-produce these signs. They are among the organizers, and they're in there being commies, and they're here to destroy America and capitalism and Western civilization, and then they'll die as slaves and consider their lives to be successful because amazing. NBC4, Channel 4 in Washington, also there with their reporter, Melanie Alnwick.
Tensions are pretty high. It was about 3:15 when we saw D.C. police start to come in and surround the area. They gave warnings, two different warnings, and are telling everyone to leave. And what you're seeing now is the people that have chosen to leave the encampment, and they're now
here comes the attack helicopter.
H and 21st.
It's not really an attack. It should be an Apache longbow helicopter, or maybe a Super Cobra, a Marine Corps Super Cobra with chain guns and just dum 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 dum. You guys want to have a little war zone here? Hey, you want a guillotine? You want to be decapitating people? You want to dress like Arab terrorists? You want to call for the extermination of the Jewish species, the Jewish race? You miscreants. NBC4 Melanie Alnwick.
We did ask police sort of what predicated this, what made the patients run out. And they said over in the last 24 hours or so, the group has grown, the tension has grown as well. And then we also had a large group of students last night leave University Yard and march to the residence of the university president, Ellen Granberg. They were angry about her Sunday letter to the community where she called the protest no longer peaceful or lawful.
She called the protest no longer peaceful or lawful. Also, our dumb mayor, Muriel Bowser, she is testifying before the House of Representatives today along with the D.C. police chief. And Mayor Bowser is blaming the police chief for all of this. She's passing it up because now they're being called before Congress, before a Republican committee in the House of Representatives because of this encampment at the George Washington University. And honestly, home rule should be taken away from the District of Columbia by Congress, and Congress should assume control of Washington, D.C.'s government. It should be placed into receivership, and all authority should be taken away from the elected Democrats of Washington, D.C. We've got D.C. Councilman Trayon White, who drives around saying that the Jews control the weather in Washington, D.C. This is long before October 7th, and a Democrat member of the D.C. City Council in the United States of America, our nation's capital, made a video of himself saying that the Rothschilds, he has no idea what he's talking about, of course. He's a fatuous moron and a typical Democrat, saying that the Jews and the Rothschild family controls the weather.
D.C. keep talking about we're a resilient city, and that's a model based off the Rothschilds controlling the climate.
He cracked the code, didn't he? And it's snowing outside the window of his car. And he says, see this snow happening here? That's because, you know, the Jews and the Rothschilds. They make it all happen. And that's so they can control, they can take control of the city. Just amazing. Where did all this start? Well, it started long ago. It started long before all this stuff. This is the left. These aren't liberals. They're not Americans by any legitimate definition. So we got that in the guillotine, ridiculous people. Also got Joe Biden yesterday. He gave a little speech. They're keeping it short because what is there? Less is more. Less is more. And he gave a speech yesterday commemorating the Holocaust. And then he got back to screwing over Israel on behalf of Hamas. That's what happened yesterday. That's coming up. And Mailbag Day today. That's in hour number two. I'm trading texts with my pal Sebastian Gorka. And he's sharing great bear spray canisters. Got the Saber 2-pack and got all kinds of great bear spray out there. I think everybody should have this for, you know, Democrats, for the Democrats in your lives. Oh, I have an update, too. The chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, James Comer, has canceled the hearing today with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the D.C. police chief since they've cleared out the camp at the George Washington University, where they have defaced and vandalized the statue of George Washington, where some of the faculty actually did hang a big American flag on the outside of a building there. And the Democrats got one of these projectors where they got this equipment, I don't know, I guess from George Soros or the Communist Party of China and maybe from Hamas, and Iran might provide them with these things. But you got these radical left-wingers who have taken over, like the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and they projected a Joe Biden scary head, looked like the Wizard of Oz, you know, when they pulled the curtain back. And Genocide Joe, and Genocide Joe's got to go. These people, we've raised a generation that I don't know if they can be saved or not. But let's give it a whack.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.